We also like to have guests from the official opposition. The NDP join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're joined on the line right now by Peggy Wright. She is the NDP Shadow Minister for Labor and also the MLA for Edmonton, Beverly, Clearview. Yes, first of all, Peggy, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
You're welcome. Very pleased to have an opportunity to chat with you today, Kyle.
All right. First thing I want to touch on here today is there's been a lot of discussion in the province recently around the possibility of teachers going on strike in the fall, and there's been much made about that over the last little while. What have been kind of been some of the concerns that the NDP has on the potential of this happening?
This is certainly an issue that we're very concerned about, and it really speaks to the heart of what teachers have been talking about for a number of years. The fact that teachers have made this decision to go on strike is a really serious indication in terms of what working conditions are like for teachers, and of course, that also means what learning conditions are like for students all around the province. Teachers have been talking about increased class sizes, increased class complexity in terms of the kind of learners that they are faced with every day and every year. Teachers are also, and having to do with those complex learners, very much concerned about the lack of supports overall, particularly for complex learners. But that also stretches to everything, including lack of substitute teachers, lack of EAs generally. We know that we don't have enough educational assistants out there. So it's a whole range of things, Kyle.
And you mentioned some of the stuff there around working conditions, class sizes, EAs, that kind of stuff. And now, particularly up here in rural Alberta, sometimes the conditions can be a little bit different for teachers compared to the bigger centers like Calgary and Edmonton and whatnot. Do you think there's some particular concerns for especially people in rural areas over potential of teachers going on strike here?
Oh, of course, because, certainly in those rural areas, those classrooms, those schools are very much and very, very often the hub of the community. You know, teachers live and work in the same community where the kids are coming from, of course, and everyone is involved in all those community events and that sort of thing. So I can imagine that in some ways that stress of even just thinking that there might be a teacher strike might be a little bit more acute, right? Because you're talking about your neighbor next door. Sister-in-law is a teacher in Innisfail, and she very much had a completely different experience teaching. She also taught in Grand Cache for a number of years, teaching in Innisfail and Grand Cache than I did, for instance, in here in Edmonton. So I very much understand that it is different. There's sort of a different community tie, and as a result, you know, if you're going on strike and you know that, you know, that's going to have an effect on your neighbor and on your neighbor's kids who could indeed be in your classroom, I think that the fact that despite that, over 95% of teachers across the province voted to go on strike. Again, that's a really telling indicator about those working conditions. And I do know certainly that in rural areas, you know, you have many more classrooms that are combined classrooms. There's a real problem getting substitute teachers. And again, just getting that support in the classroom, because you are quite right, it does look different in rural areas than it does in urban areas.
And when it comes to sort of the situation going on with, negotiations with the province, we've also seen some tense moments, if you will, when it comes to some of the things going on in healthcare as well over the past little while or so. How do you think this is, some of these potential, sort of negotiations, if you're not, are kind of, could you see them having an impact on kind of the job markets here in Alberta when it comes to sort of those public sector lines of work, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. I think without question. For instance, we already know that school boards, particularly in rural and rural areas, as well as some of those smaller city areas within Alberta, are having a real problem simply recruiting teachers. And once they recruit those teachers, they're having a problem retaining them for a whole host of reasons. And it could be everything from the cost of living to gas prices, for instance, if they have to travel a long way every day to get from wherever it is they happen to be living into the school in which they happen to be working. And when you factor in, you know, lack of health care, lack of primary care, I think about all the hospitals and emergency rooms throughout the province, and particularly in many of our rural areas that are presently closed or that are looking at closing over weekends, you know. And if I'm a young teacher with a young family, and I came from a smaller community, you know, like Spirit River, say, and I want to teach back in Spirit River, but I've got a young family, perhaps I'm interested in expanding my family. So certainly if I'm at all concerned that I might not be able to get that family doctor, if I'm at all concerned that there might not be a hospital there for me when I'm ready to have that second or third or subsequent child, that is absolutely going to factor in my decision in terms of whether or not I decide to teach in that smaller center.
And when you talk about sort of job attraction and retention, it doesn't come up a lot on the education front, but, you know, teachers are very much needed for our youth and getting them through school. What are some things you think that that should be done to help try and get to make the sort of the environments, if you will, more inviting, if you will, for potential up and coming teachers, if you will?
Well, certainly, I do think that one of the things that the government has neglected to look at, even though both myself and our Shadow Minister of Education have talked about it, as well as many other of our colleagues, we need to have a really good sense of exactly what the class sizes are in terms of region to region, board to board, classroom to classroom. And we don't have that sense right now because the government has decided not to actually even not only just look at the data, but they're not interested in collecting that data, because that could give us a real look simply into the numbers. But beyond that, we also need to have a really good, constructive conversation about the level of complexity that is facing both our learners as well as our teachers. And then coming out of that, the level of supports that might be offered for those particular learners, whatever it is that particular kiddo needs at that particular moment in that particular school. And this certainly, I know, is a real concern for some of those rural school boards. And it's a concern for bigger school boards like Calgary and Edmonton as well. But all of those things together, like if we could get the class sizes down, if we could grapple with the actual supports that are there for kids, and that does include everything from having an occupational therapist on hand, a speech-language pathologist on hand, as well as that educational assistance to sort of create that, you know, whole village to raise a child idea. If we could have those sorts of things straightened out, and that is a matter of government choice.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55, we always like to add a little personal question so that the politicians are people too. Of course, people like to go around to different areas of the province, check out some of the interesting things going on in the summertime. Of course, you yourself, the MLA for Edmonton, Beverly, Clairview, what are some interesting things going on in your riding that people might be interested to check out this summer?
Oh, well, one of the first things I'm very happy to tell folks about is that we have an amazing farmers market. It happens every Tuesday. It's on at the Riverview Crossing Mall. It's been going on for a number of years now, and it really it speaks to the heart of the community. We have lots and lots of local vendors from the area that come around, and of course, BC Fruit as well. There's a pancake breakfast that the Beverly Business Association does that's actually taking place next Wednesday. I don't know if I'll be flipping pancakes. I tend to burn them, so that's probably not the best job for me. But Beverly is a really unique community. It's been around for over a century. Beverly was built on coal. There's a really lovely community feeling here, and in the summer it's very much the place for folks to be.
Interesting things to check out there. Peggy Wright, the NDP Shadow Minister for Labour and the MLA for Edmonton, Beverly, Clairview. Thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.